AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. That's right, I am back and refreshed after a vacation. Hunter is here with me. Hey, Hunter.
So you were able to relax during that vacation?
Oh, somewhat. I mean, you know, it's my I found that the less I was on social media, better that it was. Not because I like being on, you know, keeping up to date on the news and stuff like that, but no, I don't know if I really want to talk. Yeah.
Wise words for this week.
Yeah. Oh, well, and we'll talk more about this. I mean, because we have to. We have to talk about this. I want to get into two things here. One, I'm pulling up the old traffic when I used to do morning grind stuff here. We got something bad going on. It's like, oh, vehicle fire. That's what it is. There it is. That's a fire too. 169 northbound Lincoln Drive. That's got thing traffic. If you're on 169 northbound, you probably don't want to be there. Especially if you're coming in past the crosstown, you might want to find an alternate. Now, 494 is not a worst option there. Just take crosstown over there. The other thing I want to mention is I was coming back down southbound today from the range, and the single lane at Pine City was already – this is at 10 a.m. heading northbound. Because yesterday I was in town in Virginia, and I noticed there was a lot of people that were already getting up there probably for the 4th of July week. If you were able to take the week off, you know, people trying to, you know, get the vacation started. So I already knew a lot were coming in. At 11 this morning, there was already a mile back up there. I can only imagine that's like 20 miles right now.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. So, hey, be patient. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be a bit of a drive. You're heading northbound up there, but it is absolutely gorgeous. A lot better than here, which brings up the other thing I got to mention. We have a heat advisory in effect for the metro area right now. It's roasty toasty. When I left, it was pouring rain this morning up on the range, and it was about 70 degrees. All of a sudden, I was getting home and opened the door. I'm like, oh, my God. What the world? Excessive heat warning, 100 degrees is what they're going to say we're topping out at today. So, boy, oh, boy, bring a moist sponge to bathe yourself in, because it is going to be a little bit heatful out there. Hateful is the word I was going to go for, but, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. It's roasty. So I want to show this my wound. I took a treble hook right to my thumb.
Oh, nothing.
Just stupid. Got some nice fish. Did get some nice fish up there. Six bass, one about 4.5-pounder. Nice size one.
Nice.
Well, they fun fight. Northern got one of them. Got a few crappie. Had a good time with that. It was interesting because I was in town. I mentioned before I left I was going to be out of town. I was going to be in town. I was out of town on the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but then came back in town for Pride weekend. And one of my kids had some sporting events which they couldn't get out of, so I had to be back here for that. And then we were up north basically Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then I came back this morning. And it just delightful up there. Although, as we have the heat here, I will say I saw a few storms up there that just do not seem normal. Just the amount of rain that they are getting up in northern Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
It is. That's nuts. I mean, these are torrential downpours. I'm not saying it didn't rain before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had one vacation. We went up to the cabin, and it started raining the second day we were there and rained until like 5 minutes after we left. And it was, you know, it was kind of rough, but it was never this like torrential tropical downpour sort of stuff that we see.
Yeah, noticing stuff like that is a little scary.
It is. It is. I did see the strawberry moon last night up on the range, which was always nice. It was just gorgeous, and then it was just a nice peaceful getaway. I hope you've been able to have some downtime here, you know what the worst part about this vacation was?
What?
They've still ruined Onions and Orchids. Now, in case you're not an old fan, school fan of this segment, back in the old Morning Grind, we used to do a thing called Onions and Orchids because the Mesabi Daily News, which is the Virginia newspaper up there in the Iron Range, published what was the equivalent of a comment section from CNN's webpage anonymously in their paper. It was the newspaper equivalent of a troll board. It was brilliant because it was all a bunch of old guys that couldn't figure out how to use their computer but had no problem sending in anonymous slams on and into the newspaper. And so it was brutal, and they hated the Mountain Iron people and all these things. Well, about a year and a half ago, the Mesabi Daily News must have been a lawsuit threat because they said there's no longer were they going to allow anonymous postings. Especially when they're slamming on people. And so they demand that you publish a name. And, of course, that just dried up the swamp. Just dried up the swamp completely. And because they're a bunch of freaking cowards. That's all they were. A bunch of Republican, conservative, troll, elderly, Norwegian, Scandinavian, Scandahoovian cowards. That's all they were. That just hated, for some reason, the Mountain Iron City Council. I have no idea what you guys are doing in Mountain Iron, but they hated you. I mean, they hated you. And the reality is, it was the same guy. You know, he'd publish six things a week saying, I'm coming after you. You're going to stop. So when you look at Onions and Orchids nowadays, most of the time what you see is orchid, 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 orchid. Now, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Hunter, do you happen to have the Orchids, Onions and Orchids soundtrack here?
Yeah, I do. You want
it
right now?
Hit it, please. There we go. Onions and Orchids returns. Now, the orchids generally follow the same path. Orchids, to the volunteers of the Best Metsa Garden, thank you for the City of Virginia for the many nice in-kind services. Joanne Master Gardener and her husband Chet for the electrical work and the water pump. Hey, Nancy for digging and many other jobs. Vernon for his help landscaping and Jerome for his help with the water pumps. Thank you. Nice job, guys. That's your standard orchids there. Orchids as well, but this was interesting. There's an orchid that's a little bit of a backslap. I think they might have figured out a way because you do not have to put your name down for an orchid. You just have to put it down for an onion. So check out this one. This is an orchid. Bouquets of plastic flowers to the thief who stole all the plastic flowers from cemetery baskets on my grandmother's grave at the Evelith Cemetery. They were only out there for 6 days. Did you give them to your mom? They were beautiful and your mom should be so proud of you. Dang! That's slam down right there. And he didn't. They could do it anonymously. We might, if they can figure out how to do this, yeah, we could be good. But there was indeed an onion. Let me get my onion voice out once again. Shame, shame, shame to the St. Louis County Commissioner, Keith More Taxes Nelson. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I really highly doubt his middle name is More Taxes. I'm just, that would be kind of a cruel thing for a parent to do to a child. And kind of foreshadowing their life, I mean, to tell you the truth. I mean, if they're going to go into politics. So I don't think More Taxes is his actual middle name. You are the worst and lowest of all elected officials. Oh, God, do I miss this segment. Oh, when I bruise your delicate ego through truthful criticism. Mind you, he actually labeled him More Taxes. Okay. You respond whining through a child's Facebook link. Then you get a poor senior citizen to sing your praises of what a great leader and family man you are. You're right. You are, and by the way, it's Yah right. A-Y-A right. He's trying to put too much folksiness in this whole thing, too. You are chairman of the county board. The county gets a letter from the left-wing atheist group in Madison, Wisconsin, demanding the removal of the Ten Commandments from the Hibbing Courthouse. You buckle in a second, pawn it off on your county administrator, Gray. I don't know if that's Gary and you just misspelt it or Gray, because probably it's just Gary, you know, who's a county administrator. Can I make a point here? You do realize that that's all, if you're upset about wasting taxpayer dollars, that's all you're doing is wasting taxpayer dollars trying to defend Ten Commandments because they're going to yank that right out of there. So just FYI, that's pretty much set in stone, really, ironically. So after Gary got informed, what makes you the worst and lowest of all? You slapped a county sales tax on all of us without a vote to the people. You represent the greedy Duluth County bureaucracy. Okay, stop for a second. Duluth County, there is no Duluth County. It's St. Louis County. It's a big county. It runs from Duluth all the way to the border. But it's not Duluth County. All right. And you've forgotten the poor Iron Range taxpayers that elected you. I highly doubt this guy came in like Burgermeister Meisterburger and said, no, I'm going to take all the toys from the kids and raise their taxes. and blame Gary. That's what we're going to do. Submitted by Matt Matisic. Oh, and once again, doing the folksy thing. He's not the North Side Republican from North Side of Virginia. He's North Side. Oh, folksy. Way to get away with it, Matt. Good for you. Well, at least someone's got the guts to put their name on this. I mean, I might want to criticize this moron as being a buffoon, but still, he at least had the guts to put his name on it. So, onions and orchids, we rarely visit you anymore, but, oh, it is a blessing when we do get there. Let's take a quick break because I got to come back here and I'm going to make a lot of people really, really angry in a few seconds. Stand by. That's called a teaser. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Did you miss spring cleaning? Then it's time to get your carpet Zero Res cleaned for the summer. There are lots of carpet cleaning options in the Twin Cities, but only Zero Res cleans with patented powered water, so you know you get healthy, clean carpet that's safe for your family. So schedule your carpet cleaning today and get the Zero Res Summer 3-Room Special. And this month you can still get a great deal on your air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Tom Hartman here letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
I'm Richard R.J. Eskow, and this week on The Zero Hour, author and activist Marianne Williamson on navigating these dark yet promising times, Professor David Ferris on why it's fair for Democrats to fight dirty and how to do it, Major Danny Sherson on American independence, and we'll also talk about the soft corruption of our student debt system. All this and more on The Zero Hour, every Sunday night from 9 till midnight on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Back from the vacation, and once again, I talked about, I try to stay away from the social media too much out there, but of course, the loggerhead came to a point on Wednesday when first thing we had was a Supreme Court ruling, which basically, in my personal belief, doomed unions. I think unions are in big trouble because of this. And I don't know the complexities of managing unions. I don't know if there's a way around this, and maybe they just have to reorganize themselves and rethink themselves. But you know, this is, you know, when you talk about a long game. Dear God, I can't even believe that the Republicans were able to pull this off. But, you know, they had to stock the Supreme Court. They had to basically get the case out there. They had to, you know, it's – and Janice is a guy that, you know, I'm sorry, should be run out of any workplace that it ever walks into again, in that my belief. But then, of course, the devastating blow, Anthony Kennedy announcing he's going to retire. Now, I'm not sure exactly why a lot of liberals were really bothered by this necessarily, because it's not exactly like this guy was super – on our side in the first place. I mean, he had to the immigration policy he ruled on Trump's behalf, the anti-union bill he voted for, you know, and the feeling was, well, he's been one of the last, he's basically been the last bastion for women's rights. And you're right. I think that there's very little doubt in my mind. At some point here in the near future, you are going to see a case come up there, and they're going to try to undo Roe v. Wade. Now, I think that the Republicans themselves do not want to go down the absolutely zero tolerance. I mean, their own internal research for the Republicans have said that their own donors don't want abortions to be illegal. That's why they came up with the term life of the mother, because it's a vague term. They can just say my 16-year-old daughter, who's, you know, the daughter of a billionaire, her life would be ruined if she's forced to have that kid. So life of the mother allows her to have an abortion. That's kind of the way that they want it. So, but I mean, that's going to be something that only wealthy people can afford. And that's really what the whole game plan has been, is that poor people, you don't have the option. Wealthy people, they'll be – The day they get rid of abortions in wealthy communities across the nation, in strip malls, there'll be brand new clinics opening up that will perform anti-babyoscopies. And there'll be $10,000 a time. And, you know, the same people that scream about abortion will be the same people screaming about, how dare you try to get between a patient and her anti-babyoscopist. That's what's going to happen. I mean, that is a reality. But people, I don't know why this is such a shock to you. I don't. I mean, all you had in mass, there's a reason on November 8th, 2016, I didn't sleep a damn wink. I didn't sleep a damn wink. The reason I stayed up the entire night staring at the ceiling saying, what the hell just happened, was because I knew this was coming. Everyone knew this was coming. Everyone knew this was coming. You should have known. Elections have consequences. Didn't think that was the case? Of course this was going to happen. I'm praying to God Ruth Bader Ginsburg stays healthy. I'm praying to God the other three liberals on that court stay healthy. And I'm not ill-wishing anything on any of the conservatives, but this is what happens. This is what happens when 19.5% of the population makes the determination for all of us. And once again, my condemnation is most burning for the 110 million registered American voters who did not vote, you pathetic, worthless scumbags. What were you doing? What was so damn important?
I was watching X-Files. I couldn't go vote.
What the hell's wrong with you people? Susan Sarandon's out right now. Out there protesting border policy. She's partially responsible for it. She is. She was one of those people that during 2016 was out there saying, I'd rather have Trump than Hillary Clinton. Really? Really? Because that wasn't even a freaking contest, was it? That wasn't even close to being a contest, was it? Was it really? Baby prisons. Baby prisons. Baby prisons. Unions are outlawed. Immigration, you can crack down now on race, on country of origin, on religion. You can do all that now. None of that would have happened under Hillary Clinton. But you self-righteous, arrogant little twits that sat there and said, I'm going to sit this election out because my guy's not there. There's a reason you vote. And there are multiple reasons you vote. And part of the reason is you support the candidate. But part of the reason is to prevent the devil himself from getting the win. That is why you should have voted. And a person like Susan Sarandon probably swayed 1,000 or so voters, probably more. In Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania. She herself is partially to blame for baby prisons. So her protesting it is misguided as the day is long. This is what you wanted. This is what Susan Sarandon wanted. It is. It is. This was what was going to happen. This was always going to happen. This is why 19.5% of the population should not have made the choice of Donald freaking Trump for the rest of us. But it comes down to people who threw a little pity party. Boo-hoo, it's not my person. I'm taking my choice and I'm going home. No, no, you still vote Democrat. Even if you don't like the candidate, even if it wasn't your person, even if it was your person, you still vote Democrat. Because there are consequences to letting Hitler Jr. into the White House. There are consequences for this stuff. On Thursday morning, yesterday morning, friend of mine made a post saying, I don't quite know who I'm going to vote for, Tina Smith or Richard Painter. To which this idiot in town on Twitter started making comments about how it's misogynist if you don't like Tina Smith. And she very clearly, she tried to hide her words, but she very clearly was implying anyone that considers Richard Painter is sexist or misogynist because you should be just taking Tina Smith. That was her argument. I'm like, whoa, okay, no, you can't go down that road. I'm not saying there isn't misogyny in this world. For God's sakes, there is. And I'm not going to say there isn't sexism in this world. But if we get to a point where if you don't support my candidate, you hate gay people. You don't support my candidate, you hate Latino people. Then we've lost. We've really lost. And so this idea that this backhanded, veiled comment that if you dare vote for Richard Painter, then you are a sexist misogynist, I was not going to let that stand. And I was mainly defending my friend. That's all I was doing was defending my friend. I wasn't defending Richard Painter. I think questioning whether or not Richard Painter is a true Democrat is a very legit thing to do. But the Minnesota DFL seems to think that he is. And he's on the DFL primary. If he wins it, he's the official DFL candidate. Whether you like it or not. Tina Smith, I have been one of the most vocal people. I was furious when they kept referring it to freaking Franken's seat. No, we have a senator. It's Tina Smith. It's Tina Smith's seat. They still today say Franken's old seat. And then three or four sentences later in the story, we'll mention Tina Smith's name. Come on. Tina Smith deserves the respect, and because she has a great career, we have a good primary there. Governor's race, we have a great primary there. Aaron Murphy, the endorsed candidate, Tim Walz, and Lori Swanson. We're going to have a great race for the Attorney General. We got a race for the Minnesota 5, which is my congressional district. But we're going to have a primary. And yes, we are going to have a winner of that primary. And no, because of the state of Minnesota rules, you can't just add yourself to a ballot after the fact. You'd have to run a write-in campaign, which is, like I said, there are quicker ways to die. This is why, after the convention, when certain candidates' fans were going after fans of other candidates, I was like, what are you doing? Stop. At the end of the day, you're going to need these voters not only for a primary win, but you're also going to need them in the general election. You basically pouring gasoline and then lighting it on fire and acting like, I didn't do that. That's dumb. And I hammered on that over and over and over again. Do not go on out there and start fights that are unnecessary, because those bridges you're burning down, you got to rebuild. And this idea of, you're a jerk, yay, I won, now you have to vote for me. What do you mean you're not going to vote for me? I called you a jerk a bunch of times, but now you're just being a sore loser. What are you talking about? You didn't have to go down that road. Don't tell me why the other guy is a bad guy. Tell me why I should vote for your candidate. That's what I always was saying. That is what I've been saying since the beginning of this. Tell me why I should vote for you. Inspire me to vote for you. All right? Right now, we're already seeing that there are a tremendous amount of progressives, liberals, and Democrats who haven't learned a damn thing, a goddamn thing, since 2016. They haven't learned a dang thing. That it's going to, if it's not my candidate, I'm going to take my toys and go home. I don't care who it is. Richard Painter, Tina Smith. Both of them, by far, are needed right now. That is not a Senate seat the Democrats can afford to give up. You having a pity party because you're smug and you're self-righteous and you think you did something good when you sit an election out or you voted for Trump, you are partially responsible for baby prisons. You are partially responsible for this union vote. You are partially responsible for the immigration ruling. Come on. Stop it. I am voting Democrat. Down the ticket. Because for God's sakes, there are consequences for elections. And Karen Housley is a freaking nightmare. Jim Neuberger is a freaking nightmare. I'm sure as hell not going to vote for Johnson or Pawlenty. There are consequences for elections. For God's sakes, people, realize that. If you don't understand that now, then you are either just the most delusional moron who is still controlled by the Russians and these Republican bots, or you're just an idiot. Elections have consequences, and you throwing a pity party because your guy doesn't win something, so you sit out the general election, only gives us stuff like Donald Trump. Get over it. Get over it. There is far more. You are not on the border having your infant child ripped away from you and sent thousands of miles across the country to be held in baby prison. But that's America because too many people in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and in Pennsylvania decided to sit it out. And when all of you guys sat there in 2016 and saying, I'm not going to vote for Hillary because she's so much worse than Trump, or I'm going to sit this out because they don't deserve my vote. You, when you posted that stuff on social media, you influenced people. You sure as hell did. And yep, in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin and in Michigan, people that were influenced were the difference. You're partially responsible for all of this. And your argument seems to be, well, I'll show you who's stupid. Yes, you will. If you sit there, I don't care who the DFL nominee is in any of these races. If you're dumb enough to think that the Democrat is not the option, then I can't help you. We are on the precipice here, for God's sakes. And you're sitting there because, well, it's not my candidate. Get over it. Stop your whining. Stop your complaining. Tell me why I should vote for this person. Don't tell me why I shouldn't vote for the other person. And promise yourself, at the end of the day, even if you dislike someone to the nth degree, your vote is still going to be tried and true, blue through and through. You guys, this is a war, and we're getting our asses kicked because you're trying to decide who marches in the front. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. Grow up. Grow up. You pathetic, petulant little children who sit there and it's not my way. I'm going to stay at home. Because of you, we have baby prisons. And if that doesn't get you fired up to say, I'm never going to do that again, well, may God have mercy on your soul. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Yeah, none of these candidates are ideal on any of these races. They aren't. They aren't perfect. Top to bottom, they're not perfect. But you know what? I'm voting DFL. End of story, end of discussion. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Get in the bottom of the hour break. I need a refreshing drink of something cool. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950 listeners, we have a home cleaning company with an offer just for you. They're Blue Sky Services. Blue Sky Services will wash your windows, siding, gutters, clean those black streaks off your roof, and more. Window washing starts at $100. Siding cleaning starts at $199. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484 to ask for the AM 950 special. If you hear this, you have an exclusive house cleaning offer for June only. Call 651-447-4484. That's Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484.
Hi, this is Charlie. My dad is Minnesota's wildly popular and handsome radio host, Matt McNeil. Did I say that right, Dad?
Perfect!
When I got my driver's license, my parents let me drive a Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. I love it. It's easy, comfortable, and hauls all my baseball gear. And my parents love the safety. That's why they wanted me in the Sienna.
Thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota, my son is safe as he begins his driving adventure. We're a two Sienna family thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota. Visit them today in Golden Valley at 169 and 394.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwell with the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you're thinking of selling your home, check us out at housegeeks.com. With over 250 sales last year, we would love to help you sell your home too. Contact us today and see how our listings sell faster and for up to 8.9% more than the Twin Cities market average, potentially netting you thousands more in your pocket. Again, go to housegeeks.com today.
And air conditioning. Air conditioned. Delightful air conditioning inside at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Great music, great food. The music there is exceptional. Exceptional. Go check them out. Once again, Highway 65 on Moore Lake. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Well, what do you know? Phone lines are full. People, what is the only thing that's going to stop the Democrats from winning is the Democrats. And you guys seem just determined to do it. My personal feeling is this. Anyone that looks at me and says, I'm taking my toys and going home, if their candidate doesn't win the primary, I'm going to presume you're a Russian bot or you're a Russian or a Republican troll. You're one of the two. I'm not going to consider you legit. And for this reason, I don't care who the candidate is. Anyone from the DFL right now, or in the Wisconsin Democratic Party, anyone will be a better option than what the Republicans you have in office. They've all pledged their undying loyalty to Trump. And there are baby prisons. Baby prisons. All these family values Republicans. Baby prisons. And when you corner them, they're like, gee, I don't think it's the best option. But geez, what am I supposed to do? He's the president. Supposed to have a spine. It's a prime year for us to win, but if you guys just get down into this, it's not my candidate. I could have quit. Well, congratulations, because Susan Sarandon and all those clowns that did that in 2016, they're partially responsible for baby prisons and the unions being attacked and NATO being attacked by Trump. And Canada being our enemy and our world markets getting eroded and immigration and the ability to discriminate on our borders because of race, religion, and country of origin. Thanks, Supreme Court. There's a reason I stayed up all night that night staring at the ceiling saying, what the heck just happened? And there was a heck of a lot of Republicans, and guys, including people that were familiar with the station. There's one guy, Tony, he was like, Hillary Clinton was the worst candidate ever. No, Donald Trump was the worst candidate ever. Period. End of story. End of discussion. And it mattered. You can sit there and bellyache and bemoan the whole thing. It mattered. But you just basically became fools. Jim is in St. Paul. Welcome on in, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. You know, you're 100% right on everything you said so far. I agree with you totally. But there is one thing that I think is the reason that everything is the way it is. And that is we've allowed the Republicans to break the law, taking our votes away, not having recounts that were ordered, because they knew there were shenanigans. And for some reason, we don't seem to be as concerned about the fact that they've got control of this cross-check crap that's going on in every state.
Oh, yeah.
They're not concerned about the fact that I've heard on your radio station more than once that in the city of Detroit, there were 75,000 votes that didn't have a vote for president.
They had, and Jim, what you're talking about is, yes, there is a problem with that. There is a larger issue with that. The gerrymandering, the voter tampering, even people that are with the intelligence agencies are scared to death about this upcoming election because right now the Republicans are letting – the only way that they're going to be able to get away with this is that if there's such an overwhelming Democratic turnout that they won't be able to. There's just no way on the planet they'll be able to say, well, yeah, 700,000 votes, no one voted for a senator. You know, they won't be able to pull that off. But don't underestimate the fact that there were a heck of a lot of progressives and liberals and Democrats who in 2016 sat there and said, I'm not going to vote. Now, whether they were brainwashed by the Republic or by the Russians or by Trump trolls, It doesn't matter. They went out there and they were telling their progressive and liberal and Democratic friends in Pennsylvania and in Florida and in Michigan and Wisconsin, don't vote. I'm not voting. You shouldn't vote. Well, they're part of the problem. That's why Susan Sarandon being at the border protesting border problems. Susan, this is your issue, dude. For goodness sakes, I mean, Susan Sarandon alone probably cost Michigan, if you think about it. There are a lot of shenanigans out there. Let's go line one, Julie. Let's get Julie's call in here first. Welcome on in, Julie.
Hi, this is Jennifer, actually.
Hi, Jennifer. As a person that's been called Mike numerous times, it is the case. So. Welcome on in, Jennifer.
I missed you, Matt. Speaking of the heavy rains up north where you were at your cabin.
Yep.
Climate change rain, that's going to wash out that 250-foot-tall earthen dam that's holding back Polymet Mine.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, that heavy climate change rain that I was talking about.
No, so they're definitely going to have some problems with that. There's other mines up there that got holding pits, too, that I'm kind of wondering how secure they are.
Yep, and I just wanted to let all your listeners know that it has not passed the Senate yet, so people can still call Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith, Chuck Schumer, and Jack Reed. They're all Democrats. Just give them a quick call, Google their phone numbers, and tell them to take that out, the Polymet land swap deal. Just take it out of that National Defense Authorization Act. It can still be taken out if the National Defense Act has not passed the Senate yet.
Well,
there's still time.
Marching orders on that, because that's a good thing. And Jennifer, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call on that. We'll get the name right. I mean, we should mention as well, on Thursday, they approved a $2.6 billion pipeline for Enbridge. You know, here's my big problem with it. The Enbridge proposed pipeline route with one alteration in the Big Sandy Lake region in Aiken and Carlton counties. The change moves the pipeline further away from the lake, which is particular cultural and historic importance over the Ojibwe bands. Okay, if you guys are acknowledging that the pipeline is not safe enough to get near that lake for that reason, then why did you authorize the whole pipeline? Because it would seem to me that you're saying on one side, hey, the pipeline's safe, but not that safe. My guess is that there are promises of jobs for kids or something of that nature. My guess. I don't know what the deal is. But needless to say, I think the fix was in on that one. I mean, it's a freaking oil and gasoline pipeline. For God's sakes, how many countries now are solar, because of their solar and wind energy, are pretty much oil and gas free? Yet you guys, and once again, it's going to go to Minnesota refineries. No, it goes to, this is already sold to the Brazilians and the Chinese. This is not American gas. This is Canadians are using the Americans and their willingness to be bought off on the political level to build tax-free zones so they can get their oil, you know, converted into gasoline and other products and then ship it overseas to the actual buyers. This is not doing anything. And in the long term, there's only, five jobs or so that are, you know, made with this. Gary is in Minneapolis. Gary, welcome on and thanks for holding. You're going to be the last call today.
Yeah, Matt, it's mad you brought back memories. Walter Reuther, the deputy and socialist that joined a handful of liberals like Humphrey, he had to run the commies out of the union way back in the old days because they wouldn't work properly with them. And then there's always McCarthy and Nader that Humphrey wasn't good enough for McCarthy's support, and Gore wasn't good enough for Nader. And just look at those courts we've had, Rehnquist and Roberts and all these terrible rulings. And you got to give Bernie Sanders credit. He fought hard for Hillary, and they still weren't voting enough of them for her.
Are you talking to us from a sports pavilion? Gary, thank you very much. You got a little bit of an echo on Gary. Today, I consider myself the last caller on Matt McNeil's show. 952-946-6205. Actually, I'm going to give you some marching orders when I do come on back to help out a great program here. Ben Olson's going to join us. They have got a great TV show that's on Discovery Channel. They're looking to try to get a second season. It's Operation Fishing Freedom for Veterans. We'll talk about that with him when we do come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug from Hidden Edges Radio. When I'm not on the radio, I'm standing in front of audiences training about diversity and inclusion and on how to be welcoming to others who are different from us. More than ever, employers and organizations need professional diversity and inclusion training. I can offer that training through my company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I'd love to make your workplace or organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking. Or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. June, as we're about to wrap it up, PTSD Awareness Month. Obviously, an important issue, too, especially with our soldiers as we're getting ready for the 4th of July next week. Always on our mind. That's why I'm very happy to introduce Ben Olson. He is joining us from the TV show Operation Fishing Freedom from the Discovery Channel. They have got a Kickstarter program looking to get, I believe it's the season three funded here. Correct there, Ben?
It is season three, and thanks very much for the opportunity, Matt.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. This is the concept of this show is really unique. You guys basically take veterans fishing.
We do. And the show is actually born from our sister organization, the nonprofit side, which is called Take a Vet Fishing. And Jay, my co-creator, and myself have been taking veterans fishing through that organization for the last 6 years. And the show was born from that.
So, it's such a great concept. I mean, you're getting veterans. I mean, I'm presuming these are veterans coming from multiple different conflicts over the last few decades, correct?
Yes, any and all veterans. We're still getting plenty of World War II veterans at every event, which we just absolutely love. It's our absolute honor to still have the few remaining of those guys that we have, and every chance we get to interact with them, we take full advantage.
So as you're doing this and talk about it, you get a veteran, you get them out in the boat, and just obviously there's a great companionship. You catch some fish, which is always nice. You know, you catch a few fish is always a good thing. But it's a way for them to kind of – because there's something wonderful about fishing where even if you're not catching anything, you're out on a body of water. You're basically kind of relaxed. You're kind of forgetting about your cares of the day, and you're just kind of enjoying the moment. And it leads to conversations, correct?
That's exactly it. We noticed taking these vets out fishing, the calming effect it had. And we really wanted to, Jay and I both come from a professional fishing background, and we wanted to share that, the piece that we got from the outdoors. And we saw it as a way to get these guys back out on the water when they got back would be a great opportunity to introduce them to something that could be therapeutic as they transition back to real life. And in addition to that, there was actually a Quinnipiac University study in 2013 that actually quantitatively proved that the outdoors and fishing, and specific because of the water, really does have an actual effect on PTSD and on calming people down.
I you know, that's, I think that that's kind of almost common knowledge, and I'm not, you know, obviously when I get frustrated or upset, I go out fishing. Next thing I know, I'm out there for 2 hours. I don't even realize I've been out there. I mean, it is a way for a person to really kind of, whatever stresses they have, it really does unwind them. And whether it's the sound of the waves or just, you know, you have a nice day or you're catching some fish, it really is a pretty remarkable way for a person to kind of get past the negativity of that moment.
Exactly. And I think sometimes when we talk about the service and sacrifice of our veterans and what they're protecting, our freedoms and stuff, I think we forget that a big part of the American experience and the American tradition and what we value so much is the incredible amount of woods and water and the opportunities that we have and how great a job we've actually done of preserving it and maintaining it. So we have such a great resource in almost all of our backyards, anywhere you go in this country. And that's a big part of what you and these guys have protected for us. And by the way, thank you for your service.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for what you're doing here. I think this is just wonderful. Talk about, when did the idea of, wait a minute here, we're doing this as, you know, kind of a nonprofit, we're taking these veterans out. At what point did, you guys, did you say, you know what, maybe we could turn this into something more, a TV show to kind of, you know, not only to show what these great veterans that you're taking out are doing, but as a way to kind of, you know, kind of encourage this kind of, you know, a way for a veteran to step away from the stresses that they've had?
Well, it was kind of two things, Matt. First of all, my partner Jay's grandfather was going through some stuff with Alzheimer's and stuff and eventually passed away. He was on the beaches in Normandy. And Jay realized they hadn't really preserved that story as well as they should. And over the years of fishing with veterans, we realized just how many compelling stories they were, not just stories like Jay's grandfather or my wife's grandfather, who was a Pearl Harbor survivor, but a lot of the just everyday service stories and how compelling some of the basic everyday stuff was and how much the sacrifice was very real for people who weren't even necessarily in combat. So in an effort to preserve and then also share with the general public the stories and the way that everyday veterans sacrificed for us, we thought that was important to really highlight that aspect of service.
Ben Olson is joining us. He and his partner Jay put on the show Operation Fishing Freedom, Discovery Channel. They're looking to get the Kickstarter page. We'll get that link out a little bit later on to get the funding for season 3. Talk about the veterans, because I imagine it must be to a point somewhat difficult to maybe convince some of the veterans to share their stories, because obviously a lot of people, and you know, I've known quite a few people that have gone through incredibly stressful, traumatic times in their military service, that some of them don't really want to talk about it. And, you know, you might be able to do it in a boat with just you, but the idea of a camera following around, how difficult is that, to convince some of the veterans how important their stories really are?
It is difficult, and it's especially difficult to get some of those kind of secondary stories, because a lot of these guys don't feel like their story or their PTSD or their experience measures up to that of the guys we see on TV and the guys we hear about in the movies. So those guys are really difficult. We've been extremely fortunate with the veterans we have run into to have a great pool to pick from. And honestly, we have to ask ourselves all the time, is this guy or is this situation going to be okay? And honestly, we try to stay away from that line as much as possible, but we have gotten close to it. And neither Jay or I is really trained to deal with that. We're just fishermen. So, So we try as hard as we can to stay away from getting close to that line. We want people in a good space and ready to share that story. And if they're not, we have a myriad of additional stories we can tell. So we like to get as close as we can because we think it's important that these guys get out and talk about it. And we think that because that's what they've told us.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting when you talk about a lot of these soldiers, they don't really realize what they did when they did it. I mean, and they still to this day, you know, they'll watch something like Saving Private Ryan and the D-Day reenactment there, and they're like, well, no, I was just in a boat, and they said, we have to get off the shore. We had to get up to the shoreline. We had to go do this. You know, no one walks into a military and say, I'm going to go and be part of one of the most instrumental military actions of the last 100 years. It just happens. And I think that that's one of the things that's interesting, because I think a lot of soldiers come away from that and they don't quite know how to deal with that or process that, or let alone the trauma that's on the field as they see it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's also part of it. We're dealing with people who have some post-traumatic stress, and part of that is anxiety and talking to people about their service or their feelings or what's happened to them. So it kind of is a self-defeating situation, and it is on occasion a challenge to navigate.
Your show, once again, is looking for a third season. There's a Kickstarter page for it, Operation Fishing Freedom. I imagine if you just go Operation Fishing Freedom on Kickstarter, you'll find it. You're looking to get $100,000. You need to get this by July 10th. You're at basically $72,000, so you're getting pretty close.
We're getting real close, real close. And, you know, the other part of the show I wanted to highlight is, you know, when we started the show, it was for those reasons I stated, to preserve and kind of share those stories. Since then, after we started the show, the feedback we got was absolutely, I mean, flabbergasting for us. It's been amazing for us and the network too. 15 to 25 emails per show, per airing that we get in response, people telling us how it made them feel, how it reminded them of someone they saw, or how it help them themselves. And we get that everywhere we go on the Take a Vet Fishing side and on the Operation Fishing Freedom side. So the mission has really changed from preservation to actually sharing as many of these stories we can, in the hopes that anything, something one of these guys says strikes another veteran somewhere watching and has an impact on their life. So really it's become more of that mission for us. It never started out that heavy. It was just an opportunity to preserve these stories and say thanks to some veterans and take them out fishing. But since then, it really has morphed into something else. And it really has been an amazing lesson for Jay and I, and it should be for all of us, that it doesn't always take some grand gesture to really impact somebody's life. Sometimes it's just a smile and a thank you in an airport or a mall or a phone call or asking somebody who appears to be in trouble if they need help. Sometimes a very small gesture can have a giant impact on somebody's life.
Once again, this is not a major TV network. This is two guys are trying to bring these stories to the people through the Discovery Channel. They need your help. Help them get to the $100,000 goal. It's Operation Fishing Freedom. It is on Kickstarter. I'll link to this all later. Ben, you and Jay are doing a great job there. All my best on this project. We have to get this funded by July 10th. All my best on that.
Thank you very much, Matt, and thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Ben Olson joining us once again, Operation Fishing Freedom on Kickstarter. And reminder to everyone out there right now, I don't care what your politics are. Veterans are not politicians. They are brilliant people that fight for all Americans. They deserve our salute. We're back for a full week of shows next week. Have a great weekend. Till Monday. See ya.